Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Tazria, we began hearing the details about someone who gets the spiritual disease of Tzara'as. And Parshas Metzora begins with the Tahara process of someone with Tzara'as. How a person with Tzara'as can become Tahor again, pure again. Part of the Tahara process involves, the Torah says in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Dalid, Eitz Erez Ushni Sola'as Ve'ezov, a piece of cedar wood and some crimson wool and a hyssop, a shrub, a low-lying bush. What is the significance of these three ingredients to the Tahara process? It's interesting to note that in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Chukas, in Bamidbar Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Vav, these three ingredients, a piece of cedar wood, some crimson wool, and a hyssop, are also part of the Tahara process of the Para Aduma. So again, what is the significance of Eitz Erez Ushni Solas Ve'ezov in the Tahara process? Many Mefarshim ask this question and give meaningful and beautiful explanations. A beautiful explanation is given by the Apta Rav, Rav Avraham Yehoshua Heschel, who died in 1825. Apta is a small town about 150 kilometers northeast of Krakow. Rav Avraham Yehoshua Heschel was the Rav there and the founder of the Mezheba Zhinkover Hasidic dynasty. He wrote a sefer called Ohev Yisrael on the Torah, and this idea is found in the Ohev Yisrael at the beginning of Parshas Metzora. The Apta Rav says that the entire Tahara process of a Metzora is a guide, it's a roadmap of tshuva in general, of a return to Hashem and to a closer relationship with Hashem. How does cedar wood and wool and a bush fit into tshuva? Says the Apta Rav. In Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Ches, the Navi lists some of the Giborim, the mighty men who had fought with David HaMelech and who were close to him as he got older. However, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, on that Pasuk, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, which says that the first name of the warriors was actually a nickname for David himself. And that name was Adino Ha'etzni. That name, Adino Ha'etzni, refers to David himself. And the Gemara notes that the name Adino Ha'etzni sounds like an oxymoron. It's a self-contradictory name. Adino comes from the word Adin, which means soft or delicate. But the word Etzni is from the word Eitz, a strong, sturdy tree. The Gemara explains that both of these names refers to David. When David HaMelech, says the Gemara, when David HaMelech would learn Torah, he would make himself Adin, delicate and soft as a tola'as, as a worm. That's the name Adino. However, when he would go to war, he would make himself hard and strong as an eitz, as a strong and sturdy tree. Adino Ha'etzni. And the Apta Rav says that this idea, being soft but also strong, did not only describe David HaMelech, but it also is the meaning behind the Eitz Erez Ushni Sola'as Va'ezov in the Tahara process of a Metzora. It describes the tshuva process for any of us. When someone does tshuva, they need to employ two opposite strategies, two almost antithetical attitudes and emotions. On the one hand, they must be humble, unpretentious, lowly. They have to contemplate the mistakes they made and how that has distanced them, unfortunately, from Hashem. A Metzora is reminded of that when he or she uses the Shni Tola'as Va'ezov, the crimson wool of the Tola'as, of the worm, the lowly worm, and the low and lowly Ezov bush. Certainly a person who does tshuva needs to view themselves as a lowly and unworthy person because of their mistakes. Shni Tola'as Va'ezov. However, that is not enough. If they only feel like a lowly, humble worm, they may feel that they do not have the ability to do tshuva, that they can never be tahor again. Or they may feel unworthy to do tshuva. They're only a worm. That is where the tree comes in. David the Etzni, the Eitz Erez, the strong, sturdy, mighty cedar tree. You're not only a humble worm, you are also a mighty and strong tree. You can fight your Yetzer Hara going forward, and you must know that. And you are high and strong and worthy of God's love, and you must know that too. When a person is tamei, they can feel too lowly, and that's not good. And they can also feel defiant and haughty. And that, of course, is also not good. You need both. You need to be both adino, and you need also to be haetzni. You need the shni tola'as va'ezov, and you also need the eitz erez. A healthy combination of humility and self-confidence is the perfect recipe for the tahara and tshuva process to take place. Have an amazing day, everyone!